Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
What the fuck? Why?
In today's video, you guys, we are going to talk about, and this is my message. You get a personal message. This is my message to all the broke men.
Are you laughing, biatch? You find it funny?
All you women talk about is how broke men are. Is there anything else to you other than caring about money? It's fucking despicable. You're a bunch of soulless tramps. The devil got you hoes in a headlock. Satan got you bitches in a full Nelson.
All you care about is money. It's not about money. It's about sending a message.
This is my message to all the broke men. Specifically, all the broke men leaving comments in my comment section.
New rule, a woman gotta be a millionaire before she can call a man broke. That's the new rule.
That's a great idea. I'm with that.
You gotta have a million in assets before you could call the man broke. Not make a million a year and then spend a million a year. You actually have to have like a million liquid or a million in assets.
This specifically pertains to the video that I made regarding Dr. Umar Johnson's advice to black women that they should financially support the black man. And there's nothing wrong. This is what Dr. Umar Johnson said. Some people are saying, go, I didn't say what he said. Yes, he did. Go look at the video. You guys, we live in an age of the internet. Everything is on the internet. You don't have to take my word for it. Go look at the podcast.
That sounds like a fun idea. I should go do that. No.
So Dr. Umar Johnson was giving advice to black women. I'm a black woman. I made a video about my opinion about his advice. This is the Tracy Unplugged channel.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about you.
Nobody cares what you think. How many followers do she have? Nobody cares what you think, ma'am. I'm not going to follow her, Shane, because I only got, what, under 7,000 followers. But I don't talk like this. I don't talk like my opinion is just the end-all, be-all. She's talking like that. Nobody cares about Tracy Unplugged.
Not one single man on planet Earth.
Where I talk about my life experiences. This is my channel, my opinion, my personal opinion, and my personal advice. So if you don't agree with my advice, that is so okay. Go find another channel that resonates with you.
Oh, yeah, that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
Dr. Umar Johnson was giving advice to black women that they should financially support the black man because he has it so much harder than any other race of man.
When I listen to you,
I'm just telling the truth.
He specifically said that there is nothing wrong.
I agree. There's no point in women having money. Whatever money a woman make, just give it to your man. You having a man and a leader in your life is more important than any amount of money. So yeah, that's my advice to all you women making these big bucks. Find a good man to go give it to. Fucking period. Keep your little 20% to the side in case you got to get out of there or whatever. But yeah, give 80% of your income to your man. That's what every big money making bitch need to do. And her life will be 10 times better. White, black, Asian, Puerto Rican, and otherwise.
It is so rooted in patriarchy.
He specifically said that there is nothing wrong with giving that black man $700 a month for 24 months. I didn't hear that wrong, go look at the video. Here's my response to all the broke men and all the broke men who felt the need to leave a comment.
It comes from feeling unsure of yourself and being afraid of getting hurt.
You really got butt hurt. They really triggered you. They must have said some heinous things in that comment section. Why don't women ever talk about broke women? They don't never dive in on that. They always talking about broke men like broke women don't exist. Well, no, because then they would be talking about themselves.
And you got no business being around them.
Here's my response to you.
Say it.
Only, I don't understand. I don't know if you people, these broke men who leave these comments under my videos, when I talk about these type of topics, I don't know if you guys are just like kids. Are you guys like 10?
No, you ain't talking. You? What?
Are you guys like 12 or 13? Because this channel is for adults.
Ma'am, you don't sound like an adult. You're throwing a tantrum right now because somebody made, you know, an icky comment about you in a comment section.
Remember that?
Another thing, have you noticed that she didn't refute any of the points that somebody made? She just keep shaming and trying to insult and trying to guilt men out of their opinions. Why not disprove one of the points that were made in your comment section? Because you're not smart enough to do that.
So any adult man out there, do you guys not realize that when you leave a negative, hateful comment in and under a video about my advice regarding how to deal with a broke man, which is don't deal with him. Do you guys know that when you disagree or when you have so much emotion and so much to say about, no, you should help out a broke man. You should help out a man. If he your man, these are some of the comments they left, you guys. You know, if he your man, ain't nothing wrong with helping him out. Dr. Umar Johnson was right. You supposed to help your man.
I mean, damn, sis, why does somebody have to tell you not to be a bitch? Why is that your go-to?
Cancel that bitch.
No, they think their pathetic presence and their tart cooch is enough to get the world from a man, but they shouldn't have to do anything real and tangible for a man in return for all that he does for them. A man's supposed to be willing to die for a bitch, but all a bitch gotta do is just exist next to him to deserve that.
Shit.
$700 is a line too far for a man who is expected to die for you. Ain't that a bitch?
Do you guys not realize that you're basically admitting in my comment section that you're broke? Ladies, I take the hit for you guys. You guys know I'm on a celibacy tour. I don't have a dog in this fight. You guys know, I told you guys a long time ago, I don't deal with these type of men.
Man, I don't give a fuck about that shit. Like, I'm happy. I'm 100% happy.
Oh, you don't have a man? I'm so shocked. I'm blown away. I could have sworn you were married. I really can't believe this, y'all. Can you believe that she don't got a man?
Yes.
And not only do she not have a man, she can't even get nobody to lay up with her if she wanted to, because she's too unbearable. You know that's bad, when thirsty dudes won't even hit it. She ain't even celibate by choice. She's a femcel. This is crazy.
She's just fucking completely nuts, getting ran. She's seeking validation from any man she can get to bust a nut on her forehead and all type. Yeah, she'll be in that same boat.
You starting to spit, ma'am. Calm down.
Like, you can't even be a friend in my life as a broke man, because you're gonna have that poverty broke mindset and mentality.
We'll return after these messages.
I wish she would just stop spitting. The reason why you can't even be a friend to her if you a broke man, because she gonna need to borrow some money from you as a friend, because she a broke woman. Let's be very clear about that. And women who are in their 50s still calling men brokies and dusties, they're broke. Mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Never lose sight of that. Because I'd rather be broke financially than be broke mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
If you get to heaven, write this down. You get to heaven and you don't find me there. You have gone to hell.
Broke men just move differently. You can't even be a friend, much less in my life in a romantic way. So I don't even have a dog in this fight. Which, side note, I never understood why when I tell people that this is not even my preference of man, I never understand why black women get so angry or upset at me. I'm like, don't that just mean that there's more of them out there available for you? Like, wouldn't you want more women out there like me to be out of the competition for you?
They're just repulsed by you. They think you're gross. They think women like you give women in general a bad name, and they're right. So they're pissed off for that reason. And I don't blame them. Because black women already got a bad reputation, and women like you aren't helping. Asshole.
You suck.
So if you want to date this type of dude that Omar Johnson was talking about, and you don't have any problem at all dating this broke dude, Dr. Omar Johnson was specifically talking about black men.
Why aren't dudes who are not broke hollering at you?
It's a mystery every one of you has got to solve.
They're seeing you in your car drive around. They're seeing you hop out at the gas station. They seeing you at a Starbucks. They see you online. They coming across this video. Why aren't dudes with their paper up hitting you up? Can you dive in on that? Yeah, I didn't think so.
Because they have it so much harder out here that the black woman, this is what he said, not me, should financially support this black man. I said, I disagree. I don't think you should do that at all, black woman. I said, I don't think you should financially support or help any race of man.
Oh, yeah, right. God.
Well, I got a question. Why the fuck should anybody listen to you when you don't have a man? That's the question of the day. Please, somebody answer me below if you got something good.
Is that a serious question?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my